And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. You were just listening to Link, songs B. It's the first song on the 12-inch. I played that partly because Sam Jane just passed away recently. And also I'd outside of that had been listening to that record a whole lot lately. So I figured I'd play a song. And then I was thinking about what I should play on the radio show, and I thought, you know what, I should play stuff I've been listening to a lot lately rather than come up with some theme and play songs all about baked goods or something. I can't think of a song about baked goods right now. But I was thinking about what I listen to a lot lately, and when people ask me what new bands I sort of listen to, for some reason my go-to is a number of hardcore bands from Philadelphia. So I've played quite a few of these bands fairly recently on the radio, but it's what I'm thinking about. So hardcore bands from Philadelphia. This is Soul Glow, New Humanism.
My discussions of who I am, what I am, what I need, what the f*** of. My cousin Brian, my little brother's son, is my example of how blackness exacerbates bad decisions. He had a homeboy who was selling drugs. Nothing more said there, lest I contribute to myths around thugs. Bad ask my cousin to all the crack, and learn from Harvard and summon to degrade like an alien. Probably all born for a hundo when he got the kid. The truth that he had misplaced was somehow what I said. I don't know the reason why I hope was gone. But I told us that you and Brian was born black. But what is all right? The metal fist in my mind. Oh, fuck it. Then it is without love. I'm not dead. And just typical.
This is last guess. You're the vacant. Gathering like the seas. You're the doctrine.
Welcome back to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. That was Solarize. The song's called The Engineer. It's from a cassette compilation, 19 Notes on a Broken System. Before that was Open City, who may not be a current band. I'm not sure. I don't know. Hit them up. Ask them. The song's called Who's God. It's from 12 Inch that came out maybe back in 2017. Prior to that was Gray Cell, We Grasp. That record came out maybe earlier this year or last year. But I know I played it earlier, something from that record earlier this year. And then I started that off with Soul Glow, New Humanism. That's from an older record from 2016 or so. But I know that they have new stuff out as of this year. So there you go. So continuing on with stuff that I've been listening to a lot. I've been listening to a lot of California emo from the 90s, because that's pretty much what shaped me as sort of the punk that I am today. You know, I saw a lot of those shows back then, and I still listen to a lot of the music, and one of the people that was super important in sort of shaping how I view punk was Sarah Kirsch. So I'm going to start off with Navio Forge. The song's called Yellow and Fed.
We'll be right back.
Whispers of No Small Intent. I know that if probably other people, if they were choosing, they probably wouldn't have chose Embassy, but I think I saw them more than a lot of those other bands, so something for me. That's from their 12-inch. Before that was Evergreen with Trudy Pushpin. It's from the first 7-inch. Swing Kids, Situation on Mars, from the split with Spanacorzo. Nuzzle, The Sorting That Evens Things Out. It's the first song on the first LP. Indian Summer Waiting was before that. That's from the 3-song 7-inch. Played Yafet Kodo. Torn Pictures from the first LP. And again, I started that off with Navio Forge, Yellow and Fed. It's from the Navio Forge LP. Anyway, all that stuff got pushed aside by Maximum at some point, and, you know, it's still what I'm into. But I'm also into new music. I sort of dug through the new stuff and pulled out some new stuff myself. And this first band, weirdly, is also from Philadelphia. This is Full Bush, Dinner Fingers.
Knock on my door.
Cool.
Oh, hey. We're here at Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. You were just listening to The Umbrellas from San Francisco, I believe. That was called City Song. It's the first song on our new 7-inch. I think new, I don't know. Time doesn't exist. Before that was Ribbon Stage, Personal. That's also from a new 7-inch of theirs. Sweeping Promises, Hunger for a Way Out from the 12-inch of the same name. P22 with Farrowing Crane. That is also from a 12-inch that's pretty new. Jenny Driver, I'm sorry, I like the record, but I hate flexies, they just don't sound good. That was Jenny Driver with El Rock de la Decada. I believe they're from Mexico City, and I started that off with Full Bush Dinner Fingers. That's from a newish tape that they have out. I'm going to give you some announcements and some credits and whatnot, and then I'm actually going to play a couple more songs because I have time. You're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. If you want to listen on the internet, if you're not already at this place, maximumrockandroll.com/radio. If you have any questions, comments, you want to say, hey Pete, you forgot to play my band, that would be weird, but nah, it wouldn't be weird, it'd be fine. You can email radio@maximumrockandroll.com. If you want to send stuff in to possibly get played, like I've just been playing all new records that people sent in, you can send 2 copies of vinyl or 1 copy of a CD or cassette only release. You can send that to Maximum Rock and Roll, P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California, 94609. That is in the USA. If you want to donate, you can donate to maximumrockandroll.com/donate. Check us out on Twitter, apparently, at MRR Radio. You can also subscribe to wherever you find your podcasts. I don't know where people find their podcasts, but, you know, subscribe there. The show is very kindly edited by Brandy and Sam with support from Paul. There is a clean version if you're a radio station. You want to play this, you can go to radio.maximumrockandroll.com. And John Carnes does an edited clean version. I've got some more stuff. I've got a little bit of time. I'm going to start you out with Sadie and the Wives. The song is called Unique. We'll be right back. Oh wow, running out of time. That was an uneasy piece, Speaking in Tongues. It must have been one of the last things that Lance did that just came out from 7-inch, and again, I played Sadie and the Wives. I think I played the song Unique, I don't know. No track markers, that's what you get. One last song, this is Bitter Branches, Her Disease.